With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. The investigation continues into two fires that took place on Thursday night in Windsor. Windsor police are currently looking into a fire on Glengarry Avenue near Caesars Windsor that started around 4:30 p.m. but was quickly brought under control. A U-Haul facility on Walker Road near Seminole caught fire around 8 Thursday night. That involved multiple crews. No injuries were reported in either incident. Have you had a chance to vote in the referendum against Bill 60? The Ontario Health Coalition has been campaigning against the bill, allowing private clinics to conduct some publicly funded surgeries and procedures. The Ford government says it will cut wait times, but the coalition says it will lure staff away from public hospitals. Details on how to vote can be found on our website. Some sad news from Eastern Ontario. Global News reports that the body of a toddler was found on a daycare property in Cobourg. Police say the body was discovered in what appeared to be a well. The Northumberland OPP will only confirm that a girl went missing last night from an address in Hamilton Township. Windsor Essex residents considering a career in the trades now have more incentive. Queen's Park is providing $2.3 million in funding for local residents seeking a high-demand, well-paying trades position. The project will be handled by the UHC Hub of Opportunities, west of Windsor and St. Clair College. It's crunch time for the Windsor Express with Friday night's deciding NBLC Finals game in London against the Lightning. Express owner and CEO Dartus Willis says Thursday night's Game 4 win was a huge weight off the team's shoulders.
I was excited about it. It meant a lot for the fans, and I saw kids that I raised in 10 years and their parents sitting in the front row, you know, experiencing what we experienced in year one and two.
The Express go for their third title at Budweiser Gardens. More disappointment for fans of singer Celine Dion. The Quebec superstar is canceling her entire European tour as she continues to deal with the effects of stiff person syndrome, which had all but brought public performing to a halt. The 55-year-old Juno and Grammy Award winner has apologized to fans on social media, saying that it's not fair to them to keep postponing dates. In sports, the Tigers welcomed the White Sox to Comerica Park Friday night while the Blue Jays head to Minnesota. In golf, Englishman Harry Hall is the current leader in the second round of the Charles Schwab Challenge in Texas. He's at 8 under par with a 2:40 p.m. tee time. Friday afternoon's weather, sunshine and a pleasant 21. Clear Friday night down to 6. More sun Saturday, a high of 24. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.